Walker campaigned against the federal health care law, and in a letter to the president his office made public, he repeated his opposition to the law's mandate that every person buy insurance. But Walker also told the president that he'd spoken with Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius about health care exchanges, which are also required under the law. Exchanges let people and small businesses comparison shop for insurance. Walker said Sebelius expressed support for giving Wisconsin the flexibility to take a consumer-driven, free-market approach to its exchange. University of Wisconsin Stevens Point political science professor Ed Miller specializes in health policy. He says the big misconception about the health care law is that it's government-run health care, when in fact many of the changes relate to private insurers. Miller says that's probably why these health exchanges in particular are appealing to a conservative like Walker.
He would most likely support the exchanges because the exchanges are essentially simply government providing a forum for private insurance. So it's essentially a private program, and the companies that would participate are all private companies.
A few states already have health exchanges. There's been nothing stopping Wisconsin from starting its own in the past, although now it will have to, assuming that piece of the federal health care law holds up under any court challenges or changes in power in Washington. Every state will have to set up an exchange by 2014, or the federal government will do it for them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.